Hello, my name is Heather Wyant, and I am currently a sophomore in the School of Hospitality Management at Penn State. I am also a research assistant in the Food Decisions Research Laboratory as a part of the All in Foods Initiative, and this is my food story. I have always been a picky eater, so finding foods I liked has always been a struggle. My life for a long time revolved around disliking just about every food that crossed my path. I ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly. I also really liked dairy. Yogurt, cheese, milk, ice cream, you name it, I ate it. I was also a huge fan of beef and chicken, although seafood not so much. But actually anything good for me, like fruits and vegetables, those were always a struggle. For all of my childhood and most of my teenage years, I never realized how the foods I ate affected me, how I felt and how I was able to function. The first time I realized that I had a food intolerance was when my mom would make some sort of fish for dinner. Even the smell made me feel awful. So I just never ate it, and they assumed it was because I was picky. However, when I was 15, they convinced me to try grilled shrimp that my aunt had made, and they were right, it was fantastic. Until 10 minutes later, when my stomach felt like it was tearing itself apart. I haven't eaten a bite of seafood since. The next intolerance showed up my junior year of high school. Milk had always given me an upset stomach when I was little, but my mom attributed that to just drinking it too fast. However, now at 16, I didn't drink my milk all at once during a meal, but it was still instantly upsetting my stomach. So we decided I was mildly lactose intolerant. When Christmas came around, I definitely couldn't drink eggnog. Even half and half of my coffee wasn't going well anymore. We started to test my reactions to other dairy products, and one by one they got kicked to the curb. I realized that I could eat about 3 kinds of cheese, and that was it for dairy. I wasn't actually successful with cutting out dairy until this past summer. I haven't eaten ice cream in 8 months, and it's been about 2 years for milk, eggnog, and yogurt. Every once in a while, like Christmas Eve, I can afford to splurge a little and eat some brie with my family. I'm definitely still the picky eater in the family. Although now one of my major food groups is all but gone, I've learned to like more fruits and vegetables, and I've actually almost dropped meat altogether. I rarely eat meat now, but when I do, it's usually chicken. I found some dairy substitutes so I can still put cheese on my burritos. I can have lactose-free milk in my cereal. It's been a really tough adjustment, and finding the right substitutes has been a lot of trial and error. Despite being such a tough adjustment, I haven't given up. It takes a lot of time to find the right recipes, but I found some really great ones online that use all healthy substitutes for dairy, like nut cream sauces or avocado. It's actually pretty fun trying to find what works well and what doesn't.